I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. Former Chicago Blackhawks players are launching new criticisms of the team's management in the National Hockey League. They want a stronger response to a player's allegation he was sexually assaulted by a coach in 2010. WBEZ's Tony Arnold reports.
Brent Sopel played defense for the Blackhawks in that 2010 season. Over the weekend, Sopel tweeted, it's, quote, accurate that everyone on the team knew of the alleged assault. Sopel further tweeted, it's disgusting. The NHL isn't doing more in response to the allegations. WBEZ was first to report that an anonymous former player is suing the Blackhawks, saying leadership blamed him for what happened. The NHL did not respond for this story, neither did the Blackhawks. Previously, the team has said it's confident the Blackhawks will be absolved of wrongdoing. Tony Arnold, WBEZ News.
Two adults and a child have been killed after a Metra train struck their vehicle in Chicago. Authorities say a train heading north into the city hit the SUV around 5 yesterday evening on the city's far south side. Metra spokeswoman Meg Riley says the force of the impact caused the train's front car to partially derail. It was not immediately known how fast the train was traveling at the time of the collision. It's under investigation. More than 2,000 Cook County employees are still on strike this morning over wages. Picket lines are planned at 8 different sites today, including the Cook County Jail, Stroger and Provident Hospitals, the county building downtown, and courthouses in Markham and Rolling Meadows. The workers are part of SEIU Local 73. They include maintenance staff, physician assistants, hospital housekeepers, and civilian employees in the sheriff's office, among others. The union says workers want pay increases that won't be wiped out by higher health insurance premiums. Cook County President Tony Prenkwinkel has said previously she wants to reach a deal quickly. Negotiations took place over the weekend and are slated to resume this morning. More than 140 teenagers start summer jobs today in the Cook County Forest Preserves. WBEZ's Linda Lutton reports it's part of a Conservation Corps program.
The teenagers live in Cook County public housing or in families using housing vouchers. Forest Preserve spokesman Carl Vogel says for many, spending time in nature is a new experience.
So this is a opportunity for them to, you know, not just go out and spend some time in the forest reserves, which is wonderful, of course, but also really learn a lot more about it and what kind of plants are growing there and what invasive species are.
The high schoolers will be cutting back buckthorn and cleaning shorelines.
You know, I think it's fun. It's hard work, especially in the heat of the summer, but it makes a real difference for us.
In addition to earning a paycheck, the students will get a chance to try things like hiking and canoeing. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.
A senior fire official says an explosion and massive fire at a chemical plant in northern Illinois was started accidentally during maintenance work. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson said in a press release that the June 13th fire at the Chemtool plant near Rockton started when contractors were replacing insulation on heating pipes. Wilson says it's likely that a scissor lift struck a valve or another piece of piping, releasing oil. He says the workers were trying to contain that leak and depressurize the heating pipes when the fire started. The investigation continues. A new children's book celebrates Chicago's famous lovebirds. Monty and Rose Nest at Montrose tells the story of the endangered piping plover's first year nesting at Montrose Beach in 2019. Tamima Itani is vice president of the Illinois Ornithological Society. She used her spare time during the pandemic to write the book. Illustrator Anna Maria Crum ensured the dramatic story was appropriate for children. Itani says the book will help everyone understand the plight of the rare birds.
Reaching out to children early captures their imagination, may help get them into birding and understanding the challenges that birds face.
Itani self-published the book, which is available to order online. She's donating the proceeds to the University of Minnesota's Plover Research. Weather today, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some may include torrential downpours. We'll have a high today of 78 and scattered rain tonight and a low of 67. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.